I've been thinking about doing stand-up comedy, and I'm gonna be doing a open mic, and I get 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been practicing my bits, you know, and I've got this one bit about, and this is true. I let the kids, whenever somebody cuts me off or pisses me off in traffic, I let the kids flip them off. Because the other driver is not expecting.
Yeah, make sure it hits a little harder when a kid flips you off.
Yeah. And like, you know, when you flip somebody off and they flip you off back, you get pissed off. You're like, they flipped me off back? What? It was their, they're the ones that cut me off. What right do they have to flip me off back? And it pisses you off more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when the kids flip them off, if the person flips the kid off back, it's like they won. They're like, oh yeah, they flipped me off back. Kids, I won the flip off game. You know?
Yeah.
And then people ask me, they're like, aren't you scared that the other driver is going to have a gun? And I'm like, I've thought about that. That's why I don't flip them off. I'm like, kids.
I guess why I get the kids to do it.
Yeah, because, you know, I lose one. I got five backups. Duh. Is that a good one? Should I put it in my thing?
Oh, good.
You want to hear another bit I got?
Yeah, what you got?
I talk about spending the night with Memo. And I want to use some of her mouthwash, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, Mama, you got some mouthwash? And she opens her little cabinet she had. You know, she got all this stuff in her cabinet. She reaches back there, back behind, grabs this mouthwash, and like gets the dust off of it and hands it to me. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, Mama, this is a Rite Aid brand. Like, you know, or no, wait a minute. I messed it up. It's the Eckert brand.
Eckert?
Eckert's, the Eckert brand. And I'm like, meanwhile, Eckert went out of business like a long time ago. You know, like, how old is this mouthwash? And she, no lie, says, how old is your daddy? Like, I opened it and it ain't even been opened yet.
No.
And I'm like, meanwhile, you ain't even opened this mouthwash. No wonder you got false teeth. Like, you ain't even used this.
That was good.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
And when are you going to be doing the stand-up?
It's not until, like, April. So I got time. I want to do some, like, open mics that they have that you just, like, sign up. There's the Laugh Box that does it, and it's every Thursday. And you just sign up at the door. So it's, like, first come, first serve type thing. Just to, like, test it out. Because this one that I'm doing is just an all-woman stand-up. And it's at a club. It's just like a woman headliner, and it's all women. So I want to test it out a little bit before I go to the main one, even though it's still just open mic. But I could like record it and use it, you know, maybe get some bookings.
Yeah.
You never know.
Not bad. Might as well.
Mm-hmm. I got some other bits, but those are my funniest ones, I think, for now. Hmm. I got to make sure I don't say Rite Aid, though, because Rite Aid just went out of business. So I got to make sure I say Eckert.
Yeah. Probably need to practice that one.
Yeah.
Fill that in real good.
Well, I hadn't said Rite Aid yet. This is the first time I ever accidentally said Rite Aid. I think it's because Rite Aid bought Eckert, and Rite Aid just went out of business, so that's what I was thinking of, but got to be sure not to say that. I think Cooper and Henry's fighting downstairs.
Yeah.
That's the only time the dog barks.
When they're fighting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they fight a lot. Like, oh, God. Yesterday, let me tell you this. So, Betsy comes over, our sister, and we're sitting upstairs talking. And all of a sudden, Cooper and Henry come up there, and Cooper's like, Henry threw doo-doo toilet paper at me.
What?
So apparently Henry took a poop and then wiped his butt and went through the toilet paper at Cooper. And then Henry was like, Cooper threw a dirty tampon at me. And then Cooper said, Henry threw a poopy diaper at me first. So they're just throwing these nasty ass things at each other. And it gets nastier as they go, which I don't know, dirty tampon and doo-doo toilet paper, pretty nasty.
Yeah. And they're equally as nasty.
So that's what I have to deal with on a daily basis.
That's pretty wild.
I was on a work conference call that was on video. Okay. It was probably 30 people in this conference call, and it was my turn to talk on the conference call. So everybody's looking at me and listening to me. Mm-hmm. And Cooper and Henry come up here while I'm talking, and I have to stop and I look at them, and everybody can hear because I don't have this on. Like, it's coming through my computer, so everybody can hear all the noises. And Henry says, "Cooper wiped his butt on my doorknob." And then Cooper says, "But my butt is clean."
Like, to defend it.
Yeah. And then everybody just starts busting out laughing on the conference call. And I forget the question that I was asked. And I'm like, can you come back to me? And then, like, I'm still on video, so I just mute and you can see me going, you know, fussing at them. Like, I'm on the conference call. Get your asses back downstairs. So, yeah, everybody thinks it's great to work from home. Not when your kids are home. It's not.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And Cooper and Henry fight the most, I think. Yeah. Definitely. They're like me and Jesse and Betsy. Well, me and Jesse, we fought the most, I think, out of all four of us.
Yeah. True mm-hmm. that.
Do you remember me throwing the screwdriver at her?
I do remember that. I remember I got like, very upset about that because I thought it was so dumb.
I thought it hit her like right here.
It was like a double-sided screwdriver.
Yeah. She pissed me off. I remember she like got pissed off at me and like came at me, and all I did was put my foot up and she just ran into it and I got in trouble.
She didn't stick your foot up.
Well, like, it was like really swollen where it, like, I put my foot up because it hit her in the chest. So it looked like she had just like this one boob in the middle of her chest.
The uniboob?
Yeah. Where it swelled up, and then I got in trouble. I was like, she was coming at me. I was just defending myself. Jesse. Every time I basically beat her. I was older, bigger, stronger, more faster. Advanced. Yeah. Nomi still talks about it. She was telling somebody the time she would spend the night with me, and she said she would get really uncomfortable when these things would happen because she wouldn't know what to do. She said that Jesse came into my room because we were fighting with a broom, and she said, "I took the broom away from Jesse and started beating her with it."
So you like military like disarmed her and started using the weapon against her?
Yes, and then she went to go tell on me, and I chased her down the hall and grabbed her by her hair and pulled her down. Oh man, I was ruthless. She kept messing with me. She never learned her lesson. But now, and we don't fight so much now. I think the cops might get called if we did.
True that.
Okay, so anything you want to talk about? I did my Valentine's Day murders like I wanted to.
Let's see, like, how long are we doing this podcast for? Are we getting close to the end? And where are we at right now?
We're at an hour-ish.
An hour-ish?
About an hour and, let me see. I can look. An hour and 15 minutes.
Well, I mean, I suppose it's probably a good time as any to talk about this upcoming Valentine's Day and how I'll be spending it sans the wife. Because currently me and the wife are separated as of Wednesday, which was like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my wife are separated now.
It happens.
Yep.
I've been there.
Yep. So now we'll be spending Valentine's Day alone and trying to figure out, you know, like, like, I don't know where things are going to end up. I don't know how things are going to end. You never really know about these things.
Right, right.
But needless to say, like, I think it's a good time to kind of like talk about just things in general.
Yeah.
You know,
you take the lead.
Like, yeah, I don't want to go too in depth with it because it's fresh. It's a fresh open wound.
Right, right.
And you need time for like, you know, to really kind of let those things heal up before we really dive into them.
You take the lead. I'm not going to ask questions.
Yeah. For me though, it's kind of, you know, very rough times. Like here I am probably at the lowest I've ever been. But probably the most motivated I've ever been.
Sometimes you have to hit rock bottom to like come above.
Yeah. So I feel like as of right now, I am very focused on the podcast, you know, doing the podcast. I've already missed a week of streaming because as most of you know, I do stream on Twitch under the name of PhantomFox4.
Twitch.com/PhantomFox4.
Yeah. Well, Twitch.tv.
Twitch.tv/PhantomFox4.
PhantomFox4. So next week I'll be diving back into this because at first I was going to reschedule this. I was going to push the podcast back. But, you know, I've been watching all these motivational videos and trying to get in the right mindset. I still haven't, even through all this, I still haven't had a cigarette.
That's, you know, I was wondering. But that's good. That's really good.
Yeah. I am determined to do things and make choices that are going to make me feel better, regardless of what's going on.
Do you want me to sing you a song?
Sing me a song? What song?
I'll rise up. You know that song? That's a good song.
I will rise up.
I don't know the rest.
Is that how it goes?
I will rise up. Yes, I'll rise up.
Despite what they say, I'll
yes,
rise up.
Oh my God,
up.
You know the song. You need to listen to it. Yeah, there you go.
And you.
You're gonna love me. Okay, it's a different song.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's something along those lines.
Well, so all right. Can I share something like, with you?
Yeah.
I've been listening to an audiobook called Atomic Habits, and it has changed my life. It's super, like, I listen to those motivational, like, videos too. Like, I listen to a lot of Jocko Wilkins and Joe Rogan does some motivational stuff. And then there's TED Talks and stuff that I listen to, but I've been listening, like, I'm actually listening to the book again. It's called Atomic Habits, and it's how little changes you can make in your life will, like, build up into a bigger change. Yeah. So little things you do here and there, you'll see the results down the road. Yeah.
I think honestly, like I said, I've been watching a lot of motivational stuff, and I think Will Smith said it best when he says that you don't set out, you know, day by day to build a wall, but you set out day by day to lay a brick as perfect as a brick can be laid. And so, like, a lot of stuff, like, I'm absorbing it.
Right.
You know, because, you know, I have that whole thing going on with separation now.
Yeah.
You know, something I never thought would ever happen. And I never thought I would ever be in this situation.
Nobody does. Nobody gets married to get separated.
Well, I mean, it's also kind of pushing me to be a little more transparent too with everyone about kind of like, you know, what's going on with me. I had this very bad tendency of not wanting people to worry about me, not wanting people to, you know, think about like, you know, how is he doing? So I want to be open about the separation. I also want to talk about something else.
Okay.
So, and this is, I guess it's kind of weird to bust on the podcast, but, you know, fuck it. What do you know about my eyes?
You're blind in your left eye. I know that.
Blind in my left eye. I've been my whole life legally blind.
Right.
Vision's so bad over there. Has been always.
Mm-hmm. Can't watch 3D movies.
Can't watch 3D movies. Depth perception, gone.
Mm-hmm.
So my right eye is my good eye. And this ought to tell you, like, how long, like, kind of this has, like, been going on. 3 years ago, pretty sure it was 3 years ago, I was working, you know, doing water and fire damage, driving right. company vehicles. And I noticed I was having a little more trouble. I'm still, even with my good eye, my right eye, mm-hmm. been, you know, having trouble with it, struggling. You know, I'm always constantly holding stuff straight to my face, you know.
Right.
People are like, oh, man, you need to get some glasses? I'm like, I'm all right. That was probably like, that was like 10 years ago. And so 3 years ago, I was like struggling, you know, pretty good to the point where I told my wife, you know, hey, I need to get some glasses. I need something, you know, to go for my right eye, you know? Mm-hmm. I need to try and better this. And so we go to the eye doctor. She's getting glasses. That's why I decided, you know, I'm going to, you know, accompany her along, get some glasses also. And I go into the doctor's office and, you know, they do their examination. We do the eye test stuff. And they say, hey, glasses aren't going to help you. There's something else wrong with you.
Okay.
I was like, what do you mean? I just want to get some glasses and, you know, help my right eye. And they're like, it could be something else. We're going to have to send you to a specialist.
What kind of specialist?
Some specialist out in Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay.
So we go to the specialist and I get checked out. And once again, like this is like 3 years ago. Go to the specialist, get checked out, and wait about a week for my results to come in. Have to go back in. And it turns out in both of my eyes, the muscle tissue in the back of my eyes is what they say is like, they call it thinning, but essentially it's deteriorating.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So glasses won't help my vision. And my right eye, my good eye, has already degraded down from like the last time I got my eyes checked was like 20/25. And then 3 years ago when I got checked again, it was 20/35.
So is there anything I can do?
Not really, no. So that was 3 years ago. And a year ago, pretty much this month, I have not been driving for almost a year now. I got to the point where it was very unsafe for me to be on the road anymore.
So are you slowly going blind?
Possibly.
Huh.
I haven't been checked in a while.
And there's absolutely nothing they can do.
Not when it comes to that. There's no real solution. The only thing they provided me was like with another location where I can go to maybe see what could be causing it. Mm-hmm. Like they believe it could be something genetically like wrong with me. Cause I asked them too. I was like, you know, is this happening in both my eyes? I was like, cause I don't even use my left eye. Like it's just, there's nothing over there. And they're like, it's both of the eyes.
Well, you know, Nomi's brother has something like that wrong with him, his eyes and the muscles. And it's because his mom was exposed to cat poop when he was in the womb. Yeah, there's like some, like they tell pregnant women, do not clean litter boxes. Like basically stay away from cats if you can. And let me figure out what it's called.
We didn't have any cats though. I don't know if mama had any cats when she was pregnant with us.
She could have gotten exposed to it in another way though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is, but I'm just thinking of something similar that Nomi's, it's a parasite that causes toxoplasmosis infection. Although it's very rare, if you get toxoplasmosis for the first time when you're pregnant, the infection can pass on and harm your unborn baby. And let's see what happens. Okay, yeah, I don't care about the cookies. Birth defects that can affect the baby's vision. Anyways, that's what happened.
Well, so for 3 years, this is something I've been kind of struggling with.
Right. Which anybody would.
Yeah. And it's been hitting kind of hard. You know, I've been going out for like these jobs and stuff, working these jobs, and you know, slowly coming to the realization and coming to terms with that the stuff that I used to be able to do, that I used to, you know, do 10 years ago and still somewhat struggle with, but still make it by. Mm-hmm. Stuff that I'm doing today, trying to do those things that I can't really do anymore.
Could you get like disability?
Possibly. When I looked into it, your vision had to be like 20/200 or worse in your one good eye for you to get disability. But for some reason, if your vision's 20/40 or worse, then you can't drive. So at that point, you can't drive, but it's still not good enough to get disability.
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah, so I thought that was fucked up too. But
you could probably get a lawyer and fight it.
Well, possibly. I mean, I haven't really done much research into it. It's been mostly me trying to look around for stuff that I can do. Because I still want to feel useful. I still want to feel like I'm contributing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't want to ride disability. I mean, if I have to, I will, but
there's so many people on disability that don't deserve it.
Yeah. But I still feel like I have a lot to offer, and that's why I'm still trying to really push. Like I said, I've been watching a lot of motivational stuff and really trying to push myself to build up the stream, work on the podcast.
Yeah.
Work on my voiceover stuff.
Right.
And also writing, just writing in general.
Yeah, you should start a blog.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been just trying to, stay busy and try and be successful in any of these points, really.
You can. You can overcome. You can rise up.
Yeah. So I feel like this is ultimately like I was already hitting a low before the whole getting separated. Mm-hmm. And then the whole separation is just a whole new low that I didn't think it could get any lower than that. But it has.
It's like your life is limbo.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
This is like the, and this is why it's important that I want to talk about this on the podcast, because this is like rock bottom.
Right.
But this is, as of this day, as of February 8th of this recording, you know, everyone's got to know I just did this whole podcast while still dealing with all that stuff. But I'm still going to keep pushing forward. I'm still going to keep trying. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to keep, you know, working hard towards all this stuff to make something of it, make something of myself.
You can do it.
Yeah. So I have a lot of faith in everything that I'm doing, because I don't want to just succeed. I mean, if I succeed in one thing, that's great, but I'm aiming to succeed in everything I'm doing.
Good.
Yeah, and it's rough though. You know, there's a lot of highs and there's a lot of lows. I mean, we were getting kind of into like the motivational stuff of it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like at this point, like there's no other option for me than to do what I want to do with my life.
Yeah. The most important thing I take away from the motivational videos that I watch and the audiobooks I listen to, like I listen to Atomic Habits by James Clear. I listen to How to Stop Feeling Like Shit. That was one of my favorite books. And that was by Andrea Owens, I believe. I could be wrong. Let me check that. I don't want to say the wrong person's name. But one of the main points is you can listen to all the motivational stuff. You can, yep, Andrea Owens. Owen without an S. You can listen to all the motivational stuff. You can like listen to all the audiobooks, but it doesn't matter unless you actually take action. Mm-hmm. Don't get in that like research mode where it's like you just take in all the content. You just got to keep researching on how to do stuff. You actually have to put everything in motion and take action. Yep. So I'm proud originally, of you.
Like that was my plan was in the beginning of the new year, I was taking these steps to try and better myself, to feel better. You know, I was going to start, you know, running on the treadmill, quit smoking, you know, cold turkey, just stop smoking. I mean, still got this little e-cig that I hit every once in a while, but I mean, it's not smoking.
Right.
I still want a cigarette through all this shit, but so essentially I'm at the point in my life where I have to come to terms, like, you know, I'm losing my eyesight. And beginning of 2020, me and my wife get separated. Mm-hmm. And so this is an all-time new low that I never thought ever existed. I never thought possible.
Right.
But I refuse to smoke that cigarette because that's a step that I am making to make my life better.
Right.
I am, I worked on one of my books today. I wrote a few pages in it. Mm. Starting next week, I'm going to be coming back to streaming. I still got announced to the stream, probably over my Discord channel that kind of like is our like streaming community. I got to let all of them know like, hey, this is why I have not been streaming in the past week. Cause I haven't streamed all week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've been super busy moving stuff, moving back to here. Mm-hmm. And so, I need to get back to streaming. I'm already writing again, working on the podcast.
Yeah. We need to work on our TV show. Yeah.
And it is. It's rough, and it's hard to force yourself to do stuff when you feel like doing nothing, you know?
Yeah, that's the worst. When you have no motivation.
Yeah, you have no motivation because it all seems almost hopeless.
Right.
But it's not hopeless.
No.
You know, you can, and I've made the decision, you know, I'm going to be more open about what's going on with me, the separation, my eyesight. Only a few people really know about my eyesight. Only a few people right now know of the separation. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how things are going to end up. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is I'm going to focus on what I want out of life and what I want to do. As of right now, I have no other choice than to keep pushing forward and keep trying to get what I want out of life.
And you only focus on the things that you can control and don't worry about the stuff you can't control. Yep. Right?
Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at right now. I wanted to go ahead and put that out there.
There you go. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yep. I'm even going to go ahead and just put out there also because people are going to know it eventually anyway. My name is Brooks Ferguson.
Ooh.
I'm on Fiverr as a voiceover talent. I'm going to be adding also voice acting as well. I'm going to be working on a gig there. So that's under Brooks Ferguson. My Twitch channel is Phantom Fox 4. My name is going to be on books that I either publish or self-publish. And I might fail. I might.
You will.
I'm going to do it.
I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean to, like, you're going to fail.
Yeah, you will. Thanks, Megan.
I just say, like, you can't stop. Like, I have failed. I have failed.
You have failed at falling?
I have failed. Is it fail or failed? I have failed at grammar. Anyways, I have failed lots of times. Mm-hmm. Like a ton. I've made bad choices. I've done bad things. I've had business ideas and then they go to poop. But I'm still at it. Like, you still have to keep, you have to get up, brush yourself off, and just keep on chugging along.
Yeah. No matter how hard it gets, like I even did the whole thing, you know, I've been doing what I used to do, which is when shit goes south, which is, this is like I said, all time low, mm-hmm. You know, making lists really helps out.
Twice. No.
Yep, checking it twice.
Yeah. Like you gotta get up. You gotta get up. You can't just lay around. That's my problem. When stuff goes down and I feel overwhelmed, I want to take a nap. But I force myself not to.
Well, there's some more changes that are coming for me that I'm doing to try and better myself and just feel better in general. Like starting Monday is going to be weigh-in for me. Mm. I'm going back to my my diet and my training.
There you go.
See, starting Monday.
I feel better when I exercise, but it's the motivation to exercise. So what I've been doing is fasting, and I've told you about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been working for me, and it's been helping me heal from the inside out. Because well,
before we dive into that, though, maybe we have another restroom break.
Well, before we have the restroom break, I want you to hear something, okay?
So bad. Too many limeritas.
There you go. That's for you. That's for you. All right, go ahead. Go pee.
All right, I gotta go. BRB.
And we're back.
All right, so yeah. So, you know, all that shit. All-time low. Trying to figure out what I want to do with my life, but ultimately what I've always known I wanted to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It's something bigger, something better. And I think years ago, I was having, you know, issues with working. It's like I knew my eyes were bad. I was struggling. I knew, you know, deep down that I couldn't keep it up.
Right.
And it's finally hitting a point. It's a lot earlier than I thought it was going to hit. But finally hitting a point where I have to make a choice of whether or not I want to keep trying to do jobs and things that are going to just be buying me time, or if I want to try and focus on doing something that I want to do that I can do.
Right.
And gotcha. So now, that's where I'm at in my life now. And it is a huge struggle from where I'm at right now, because it's still fresh. Like I said, the whole separation, like I left 3 days ago.
That's not long.
Yeah, it's not long. That's not long at all. And I was already struggling with the whole eyesight and not being able to do what I used to be able to do. And I can't go back to factory work and be a machine operator. It's unsafe, and I'm not going to be as capable as I used to be.
Right.
I definitely can't go back to like, other jobs where they require me to drive to job site to job site. I haven't drove in over a year, or no, I think it's coming up on like almost a full year.
Do you still have your vehicle?
Yeah, I still have it. Gotcha. It's still back at the old house where the wife is, but.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably end up selling that at some point.
Well, you have to do what's safe. You can't.
I've had the whole back and forth of, you know, maybe I can keep driving and find something I can do for, you know, a while. But like I said, it's just going to be, it ultimately comes down to one, me being on the road is not safe for both me and other people on the road.
Right.
And that's ultimately what keeps me from trying to drive again, is that, you know, I couldn't live with if I harmed or killed someone else on the road.
Because of your, yeah.
Yeah. So that I couldn't live with. So that means I can't go back to driving. And I did. I had a super close call. Like, I've had some close calls because of my vision. But the one that made me, you know, decide like, hey, I need to stop driving was a crazy close call. And then the whole job thing, it's rough. Like, you spend your whole life getting experience and learning things and becoming something, and then almost like it feels like overnight it's like, I can't do that no more.
Right. Yeah, that sucks.
And then on top of that, separation.
So can I ask you something about the separation? I mean, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. But did you see it coming, or was it just like an all of a sudden thing?
I mean, I guess I would like to say it was all of a sudden, but that'd probably be just me just being naive.
Right.
Thinking that it wouldn't come.
Yeah. I won't get into the details. You can share that when you're ready. I just had that one question.
Yeah. Yeah, so at this point right now, like I said, this is a marker right now in my life where I can look back on this and say, hey, Brooks, you're losing your eyesight, you're separated from your wife, you're living with your sister again. You know, this is all or nothing time.
Right.
Right now.
And then you'll listen to.
Do we have copyright rights to that?
What? No, I'm just playing clips, right? You can play clips, right? All right, fine. If we can't play clips, then I'll sing. I'll rise up.
Despite what they say.
All right.
I'll do it a thousand times.
I like your old lady voice you do when you sing. That's like your singing voice and your old lady voice are the same.
It's my old lady voice for like me, mom, and pretty much every female actually sounds like my old lady voice, which happens to be Chef's mom from South Park.
When you do mama, oh, another question about the separation. Have you told mama?
I have not, no.
Oh, geez. Hopefully she doesn't listen to the podcast. She's going to be calling you every 15 minutes.
Well, I mean, I plan on being more transparent with both my followers and subscribers for my Twitch stream.
But not my mama.
I still got to tell her. I still got to tell daddy.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, and my dad and his wife, you know, they know what's going on in my eyes.
Right. Gotcha.
So, but mama does not. So I got to open this whole can of worms. One, with the separation. Two, with my eyes.
Maybe you should do it bit by bit.
Yeah, like a little bit. Kind of just spoon feed it.
Yeah. Or maybe like tell her about your eyes and then right before you go, I'm like, by the way, I'm separated. Got to go. Bye.
Also, me and wife are separated. Bye. I love you. Bye.
There you go.
But like I said, this is a pivotal point in my life and any possible career ventures that I'm going to be having in the future, because this is going to be a time that I'm going to look back and know that I was at the lowest of low. Like, I know things could always get worse. Things could always get worse. No matter where you're at, things can always be worse. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, huh?
I think of the Wicked Witch of the East. She had a house drop on her, and then she had her shoes taken. Like, you think the house dropping on her.
I didn't. I thought there was, like, a reference there, but you're just talking in general, like, she had a rough, I mean.
Like, you think her rock bottom was the house dropped on her, but no.
But no, it got worse.
She got her shoes stolen.
Someone took her shoes. So, yeah, that's a good example.
It can always get worse. Mm. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought of that, but that's the reference that came to mind.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take this day by day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Keep moving forward. Keep focusing on things that you want, things that you want to accomplish, things that you want to do. I have a list of things that I want to do now.
You know, but back when I was like 19, I used to get high, and we would see these people under bridges, and then we would make up these stories for them. But then, in the end, the piece that we got from it was like, sometimes you gotta sleep under a bridge, but you just gotta keep going. There you go.
That's an important thing too. Like, it could be worse for me. I could be under a bridge right now. Mm-hmm.
And you see, they just keep going too. They just keep moving on.
Just keep moving on. Mm-hmm.
Sleeping under that bridge.
Yeah, but there's my moment of transparency there. You know, knowing that, like I said, I went ahead and gave my full name. Because fuck it.
Ooh.
People are going to know it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as of right now, when people look back on this moment, they're like, you know what? He was right. We're going to know his name, his full name.
Mm-hmm. Hope you don't decide to use an alias.
Well, I mean, aside from FanFox4, I have no other aliases. Well, I guess Bubba.
Bub.
So, yeah, either Brooks Ferguson, Bubba, or FanFox4. You'll hear of one of them.
Mm-hmm. Or Bub. That's what I call him.
And that will be me. You will know it'll be me. It's like, hey, I know that name. He's one of four people. So.
See, I know that I am destined for more. Like you, like I know that I just got to keep going on.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like even beforehand, before all the whole eye stuff, is I was still, you know, struggling with the everyday struggles of when you're working, you know, a regular 9 to 5, you're looking around and you're like, I do not want to be here. I do not want to be one of these people. Like you look at the old person next to you who's been there for like 30 years and you're like, I don't want to be that person.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be here for 30 years waiting to retire on what little retirement they're going to offer me here.
And then die.
And then die. You know,
most men die within a year of retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Our pawpaw.
And I can't get over the idea of working the 9 to 5 and having like 1 week a year. We decide I'm going to take a vacation. This 1 week out of the entire fucking year, I'm going to take a vacation.
Mm-hmm. And that's all you look forward to all year. And then it's over.
That is it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand it. I don't understand why people want that. Why people are satisfied with that or coming home every day and just sitting on the couch and watching TV.
It's the American dream.
You know, but it's complacent. It's coming home and just being okay. It's being not being happy with your life, but being okay with the way your life is.
That's what's sold to you. When we were young, what did we see?
You talking about like TV shows and sitcoms and whatnot?
Well, no, just our parents in general, what they did.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy would work and then come home and watch TV.
Yep.
And then do it all over again. And what's he still doing?
Yep.
You know, like it's just what you see done. So that's what you think you have to do. And that's life. And nobody tells you different until you see other people succeeding and then them telling you what they did to succeed. And it's basically pretty easy. You just go after your dream.
Yep.
You stay consistent. I think that's the most important thing that people miss is the consistency of it. People will try something and then not get anywhere and then quit instead of just keep trying.
That's what I've done. I've done the, the starting something, quit it, and then go back to what's comfortable.
Yeah. That's the same with me. Like I'm extremely good at my job. So, and what I do is very much needed in the marketing world. And there's not many people that can do it like I can. So I always have a job, but even though I'm very good at it, it's not necessarily something I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I've
throughout my, I've worked so many different jobs. I have so many different experiences that, when I used to apply for jobs, I would get calls the very next day being like, hey, when can you start?
Mm-hmm.
You know, cause I know my stuff, I've had tons of experience.
Right.
And like I said, now I'm coming to terms with that. I don't have that safety net anymore of saying, hey, I need to go find a factory job to do. I need to go find, I found out I can't do quality inspection anymore, which was one of my specialties.
Mm-hmm.
I worked years in quality inspection, but I think with my eye condition, I've also developed, color blindness. And so a lot of quality inspection jobs require you to be able to differentiate colors.
Right.
And certain things like that.
Yeah, so I knew now, about your color blindness a few years ago.
I learned about that when I applied for a job and they gave me that quick little colorblind test and they showed me the circle dots with all the numbers in it. And they're like, hey, what number's in this? And I was like 32, what number's in that? 24, what number's in this? And I was like, there's no number in that one. And they were like, oh. They were like 17. I was like, what?
Oh yeah.
Like this one. And I was like, and they were like 4. And I was like,
oh yeah, 4.
Like, what do you mean?
Oh yeah, I totally see 4.
So yeah, so like right now, as of this date, as of the date of recording, mm-hmm. I am unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
I am losing my eyesight. I am separated from my wife. I am as low as you can go, which, like I said, can always get worse.
I got another song for you. Just real quick, just a little. I want to see if you know it, like, just from the beginning. And I mean this in the most nicest way. Okay?
Wait, do we have the rights to this?
Totally. You know the song?
Yes. I guess I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? So I mean, I am. I'm at like the lowest of lows that I've ever experienced. And I've hit rock bottom like quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Like that's where I lived for a while, is at rock bottom.
So if you're listening to this and you feel sorry for yourself,
compare your life to mine and then praise.
I'm sorry. I like to make light of situations. I know that it's not easy for you, but you're here, and that's important.
Yeah, I'm recording the podcast 3 days after my separation from mm-hmm. my wife. I'm recording the podcast after, you know, the whole rough start of this year. I am taking the necessary steps to better myself and better my life.
You know, I had a fill-in host for tonight if you weren't going to come.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Who?
Cooper.
Yeah.
I was desperate.
Well, I'm glad I changed my mind. And like I mean, what you're doing with this podcast, what you're trying to set out and do mm-hmm. is like, you know, you're being consistent. Mm-hmm. You're putting the work in and then putting the word out of the work, you know, putting it out there like, hey, this is what I'm doing, you know, check it out.
Yeah. I've joined podcast groups. I've joined subreddits. I've created social media accounts. I really think this is something. We've got something here because you and I have a different kind of sense of humor, and we really complement each other with our humor. Mm-hmm. And I think that our TV show is a hit. Like, I don't want to say anything about our TV show because I don't want none of you bitches stealing it because it's a great idea. But we got this TV show, and I really think it's a hit. We just need our name out there, you know? Mm-hmm. People need to know about us. I would really love to eventually go on tour. Like, I've got big plans for us. It's just we got to stay consistent about it. And that's why I'm proud of you. For, you know, I know it's rough for you. You're having a rough time. Like, you just explained all the shit that's going on with you, and you're still here. You still showed up. That means something.
Still showed up. I didn't stream any this week, but I showed up at the podcast.
Well, you know, you were moving too throughout the week.
Well, I was still trying to get settled in and everything.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to do the pot. You're going to do the streaming. Like, it's not like you quit.
That's true. I'm going to get back to streaming. I'm going to still working on the whole voiceover thing. I'm looking to get into actual voice acting because I've been doing a lot of promos. You know, the few jobs I've had through Fiverr was, you know, promos.
Well, if anybody listening needs an old lady voice,
you just let me know.
That's perfect.
I'll do your voiceover.
It's perfect.
Yeah, but that's like the only female voice I can do. Like, as all my females, they'll be like, all right, so go ahead and give me a 16-year-old in high school.
Okay, I'm 16 and I'm in high school.
I like it. It's different.
So there you go.
Yeah, so I'm trying to break into multiple fields, whether it be stream. Right now, Twitch is my only source of income right now.
How many subscribers you got?
Right now, I think last time I checked was 28 subscribers.
Nice. One of them.
Each, mm-hmm, with each. Yeah, one of them is you. And with each subscriber, you know, I get that cut like every month, and so that helps me. That helps drive me. You know, I did the whole campaign on my Facebook page not too long ago where I was putting out clips from my most recent VR streams. One of which had like over like 5,000 views.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I really think the cooking one should get a lot of views because that was hilarious.
My favorite one is the awkward drinking. Did you watch that one?
Oh, I love that one. The music and the like slow motion close-up.
And the close-up, the eyes locking. Yeah. That was probably one of my favorites.
Then you're like, whoa, aren't you trying to get a drink of water?
Yeah, I was trying to get a drink of water. What are you doing? I'm hoping to actually publish a YouTube video. I'm working on a YouTube video of all those compilations put together, because I have quite a few. It may end up, it's pretty long, so I may end up splitting it into part one and part two. But so once again, my YouTube channel, same as my Twitch, is PhantomFox4, and that's going to be also, there's a bunch of highlights from, I've been streaming for about 6 years now on Twitch.
And so our YouTube is CisBroShow.
And our YouTube, CisBroShow. Great highlights, some of the full-length podcasts.
I should probably do all full-length podcasts, but I don't know. It takes a long time to do full-length podcasts. I think maybe we should, like you said, YouTube should be for clips.
I think so. That's just my mindset with it, though, too. With, you know, as long as I've been doing Twitch and YouTube, mm-hmm. YouTube has always been just a place for highlights to help drive traffic to my Twitch. You know, let people know, like, hey, you know, this is the kind of stuff you see on my stream live. And that's always something I promote, you know, pretty hardcore, is like, hey, all these moments that are captured on my YouTube videos happen live. Mm. So people can be there and watch this stuff happen live before it starts getting taken highlights and turned into YouTube videos.
So if we did live shows, what would we talk about?
What do you mean?
If we did a live comedy duo show, what would we talk about?
Well, I mean, it would probably be just this.
Just talking to each other. Yeah. We would tell stories. We're great storytellers, and we have a ton of stories to tell.
Yeah, because, I mean, also, hang on. Because also, you know, me and NecroFox4, you know, we tried to do kind of a show-esque back in the day. It was probably a year, a couple years ago now, mm-hmm. where we tried to do a video game-esque talk show. And we're talking about reviving that, especially now that I'm back here, you know, living with them during this separation. And it's something that, you know, I've always wanted to do, is, you know, any type of movie or video game reviews in general, just talking about video games. You know, we're talking about trying to, you know, revive that whole concept.
There you go.
While I'm here. So it's just another possibility for me, another something else that I want to conquer. Now I got to be careful not to, you know, fill my plate up too much and spread myself too thin.
That's an issue a lot of people have when they are, you know, listening to those motivation podcasts. They take on too much too fast.
Mm-hmm. The and same they get with overwhelmed that. And just kind of stop doing everything at once.
Right. Like a lot of the fasting groups I'm in, people will jump into a 21-day fast right from the beginning. And then by like hour 20, they're like, we're done. I'm done.
Wait, I can't do this. 21 days of fasting? How do you not die?
See? Mm. Modern medicine has brainwashed you.
There's another thing. Like I said, Monday I'm going to be doing a weigh-in, and I'm going back to my my old routine of my diet and exercise, which up until I actually started dieting, this was years ago, I never knew the importance of dieting. I've always been like pretty active and working out and pretty muscular.
Right, right. Well, let me school you. Let me learn you on some fasting.
Okay. All right.
There comes a point within fasting that you reach what they call autophagy. And I'm being serious, okay? Let me talk.
No, go ahead.
I didn't laugh when you was talking about your rock bottom.
Take this autophagy.
Autophagy is basically your body eating itself. It eats your fat cells. And it uses your fat cells to fuel the body. Your body starts running on ketones. And that's when your body is basically taking in fat cells. And your body creates ketones to fuel your body. Mm-hmm. And the quickest way to get into ketosis is to fast. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm not telling you this that I learned in Facebook groups from these like online doctors, right? These are mm-hmm. actual doctors. There is this doctor called Jason Fung. He is in Canada. Okay? He has his own fasting clinic, and he cures people with diabetes by fasting.
Ah.
Okay? So the fasting protocol not only helps you lose weight, but by giving your digestive system the time to actually, like, rest, you are giving your body time to heal itself.
Mm.
So people are seeing, like, huge results with healing their body when either they have an autoimmune disease or they're dealing with things that their body could heal that they haven't gave it a chance to heal because they're constantly digesting food.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at YouTube and look at these people that did these long fasts, they give you their basically results on what happened. This one guy cured his Lyme disease by doing a 21-day fast. Okay, the longest that I've went has been 3 days, but I'm building up to 5 days and then 7 days. Then I plan on doing a 30-day fast of just distilled water.
And that's it?
Yes. Okay. To heal my body because I have an autoimmune disease. I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease a few years ago. I never really told people because, like you, I don't like people to worry about me.
Yeah, I think honestly, I think that's just how we are.
Yeah. And you know, you see people talking about their disorders and stuff on Facebook. And to me, I don't want that kind of sympathy. Like,
yeah, you want to achieve the success first and then come out and say, hey, this is what's going on with me, but don't worry about me because I'm solid. I've made it. I'm good.
Exactly.
And that's what I've wanted this whole time.
Right. That's me. So I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. It's lupus. You've probably heard of it. SLE. Mm-hmm. And I was diagnosed before I got pregnant with KJ. He was an accident. Well, he's a surprise because I love him. He's not an accident.
Accidental surprise.
Yes. Not only that, but this has been a long time ago. I was diagnosed as bipolar. A mental disorder in our family? What? I'm pretty sure we have some mental people in our family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But this is becoming a pretty deep...
Right.
Episode.
Like, so you came out with your issues. Look, Here we go. All right.
And honestly, that's what it is. I mean, especially once I tell, you know, our mom and I go ahead and kind of open up to my Twitch followers and let them know what's going on, my subscribers, is it does feel like kind of a weight lifted off of you because you hide this for so long, hoping and trying to succeed so that you can let people know. Like I said, that's just the way, for some reason, we're wired. And maybe in the way we were raised, I don't know.
I think we were raised to keep our emotions to ourselves.
Pretty much, yeah. We were kind of drilled to, not really drilled. It's probably more observed that you don't really let that stuff out.
Right. You don't cry.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get mad. You keep that stuff to yourself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and... I tried medications for bipolar and they just weren't for me. So I'm trying to deal with it without medications because I don't like to feel numb. I would rather feel something than nothing.
Yeah.
So that's what I deal with. And I've been dealing with it for a while and I have been raising kids. It's not fucking easy, okay? But I've kept it to myself and just fucking powered through it. And sorry that I'm cussing, but fuck it.
Fuck it. We're on our podcast. We can say whatever the fuck we want to.
Yeah. If you don't like it, then fucking keep listening because we really want you.
You.
Okay. So, yeah. Diagnosed with bipolar. And I don't know if you know bipolar, but that means I go through bouts of depression and then mania. And it's just a fucking roller coaster, okay?
All right. So that actually sounds pretty similar to what I've been experiencing with, I call them my highs and my lows.
All right, you're bipolar. Okay, I'm just going to diagnose you right here.
I've been diagnosed. All right, so I'm also bipolar. Which, I mean, at this point, I don't fucking doubt it because there's, like, days where I feel like I can take on the fucking world. I'm like, let's do it. Let's get it. And then, like, legit, like, an hour or so later, I'm like, what's the point?
That is me. That is me. Okay, so like what I'll do is I'll be like, fuck it. I can take on 10 clients right now. Let me call them. I'll be talking to them. And then right after I get off the phone, I'll get in the fetal position and lay down and be like, what is it worth it? Why is it worth it?
All right, so now I legit believe that I'm bipolar. Because that's exactly how I feel. Like, there's, like I said, there's like I legit get up in the morning and I'm like, let's do it. We're gonna get it, we're gonna make it happen. You know, dreams come true. And I'm in the computer, I'm like, what's going on? What's happening in my life?
Yeah. It's called rapid cycling. You need to look it up. It's an actual thing where you go, you do highs and lows and you hit them like that. It's like like I'll be like,
they're so far in between though. Like they're, the highs are like super high and the lows are super fucking low.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like, I have no middle ground.
Yeah. There's no middle ground. There's no just being even. There's just, you're either like fucking like, let's do this. And you're super pumped. Yes. Or you're just dragging ass and like, fuck this shit.
Right. Right. Like that's it. That's called rapid cycling. And that it's bipolar one disorder where you go through the manic, you're called manic. Mm-hmm. And then for me, when I'm manic, I don't give a fuck. I got money, I'm going to spend it, you know? And then I don't have money and I get depressed and I'm like, I don't got no money more.
So, yeah, so I know exactly what you're talking about then.
Yeah.
Because I even have one of my motivational notes. Like I have my little notebook here.
All right, go on.
And one of my motivational notes to myself. Let me get to the motivational notes page here. Let's see here. Ride the highs and fight through the lows. That's one of my motivational notes. Is that when I'm on my highs, I've got to ride it out and try to make the best of it. When I'm in my lows, I still got to try and ride it out and make the best of it.
It's not easy, though.
It's not. Really it hard. It is super fucking hard.
Like, my thoughts when I'm in my lows is like, we're all going to fucking die. What's the point?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly. Because, you just start, like digging deep. And you're, like, even in your head, you're thinking, like, how did I even get to that fucking point of where I'm thinking of, what's the fucking point?
Right. You're, you know?
Like, I'm going to accomplish this, and I'm going to be rotting in the ground, and no one's going to remember me.
Exactly. Like, we all die. We all came from apes. Who cares? Who cares? It doesn't matter. Nothing you do matters in this world because everything's going to die. The world is going to end, and it doesn't fucking matter. Who cares? That's my thoughts. Okay? And it's like day to day. Like, I never know what it's going to, what Megan you're going to get.
Yeah. Honestly, the same way with me. Like, you'll wake up. I'm sure it's a lot of people. You wake up and you don't know what mood you're going to be in. You don't know if you're going to be ready to conquer the world or if you're just like, I'm going to fucking stay in bed because fuck this shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. I will watch like TV shows, like, and then so I'll stay in bed, I'll watch TV shows, and then I'll feel really bad that I watch TV shows all day. But then, since I feel really bad about watching TV shows, I don't feel like getting up and doing anything, so I just keep watching TV shows.
I feel the same way about naps.
Yes. Oh my god, I remember when you were when you were living with me and you were like, you just got up from a nap and you're like, man, that nap made me really tired. I think I'm gonna go take another one.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, if I nap, and my wife used to get on me about this all the time, because you know she was a big napper, and me, I couldn't do it. Like, if I fell asleep during the day and I woke up at the night, like I feel like, oh my god, I've just wasted all this time just sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the time that I spent sleeping, I could have been trying to do something to better my life. Mm-hmm. And it would hit me. It would just make me feel just depressed and like bad that I actually fell asleep during the day and wasn't actually working towards or doing something.
And do you do a lot of negative self-talk? Like, you were one worthless, useless piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. There's like evil Brooks in my head. Like, probably not even evil Brooks. Like, honestly, I think I might be the evil Brooks.
Right? Yeah.
Like, because I always picture, like, I'm always getting down on myself. And then there's, like, actual, like, other Brooks who shows up in my head. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
What's wrong with you?
What the fuck is wrong with you right now? Why are you getting so down on yourself?
Mm-hmm. Get up. pussy.
Yeah, get the fuck up and do something.
Yeah.
I think the other morning I woke up here. It was like, you know, like a day or so. It was probably like a day or two ago, you know, after the separation. Mm-hmm. And I woke up and I was laying back here. This is my bed back here now, the futon.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Super legit. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to get up. I'm just going to play something on like Hulu and then just lay here. Mm-hmm. And I look over to I have a bookshelf over here on that wall over there. I look over and I see Vegeta looking at me.
What did Vegeta say to you?
I kind of stare at him. Well, in my head, like legit in my head, I just heard Vegeta in his voice tell me, get your ass up. What are you doing? And I like out loud, I just like rolled out of the futon. And I was like, all right, Vegeta. I'm getting up.
So there's evil Brooks and then there's Vegeta.
Yeah, there's evil Brooks, which I think is me. Cause I think there's another Brooks in my head who is like I don't let him out. Like I don't let him do his thing.
Right.
I'm too busy trying to hide my emotions and bury everything down. So I could be evil Brooks. I could be, you know, shy. I'm not even shy. Like I'm not even shy, but just the Brooks that gets down on himself. And there's this other Brooks in my head who was like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? What's wrong with you? Why are you so down yourself? Get your ass up. And then there's also Vegeta there like, yeah, get your ass up. What the fuck are you doing? And then I'm more inclined to listen to not other Brooks, but Vegeta.
Right.
So I'm like, I mean, he's the Prince of Saiyans.
He
knows what he's talking about. So I'm like, all right, Vegeta, I'm getting up. I'm getting up. Just, you know, take it easy. Let me get up.
See, and I think I was talking about fasting and then it went into I'm bipolar. But I'm trying to heal my mind and my body by fasting, giving my body a break from eating and digesting to actually do what it's supposed to do and heal itself. And I believe a lot of my mental issues has to do with my gut. And I have read so many things that like corroborate that, like that actually say that, you know, if you can heal yourself, heal your body, heal your mind, and actually take in the nutrients it needs and stop eating so much fucking junk, that your body will work at its optimal level and you won't feel so bad all the time. You won't have these mental issues. You won't have these like inflammation, like of my joints, my ankles, my knees, my wrists hurt, my shoulders hurt constantly. And that's part of the autoimmune disorder. Well, I'm not giving my body a chance to actually heal itself because I'm constantly putting food in my mouth and my body's having to digest it and figure out what to do with it. If it has nutrients in it, what to do with it. If it doesn't, what to do with that. So that's the whole basis of fasting, is you're giving your body a chance to heal itself. And in the process, you lose weight because your body fuels itself from your fat cells. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and throw out there, too, that I am a skeptic about fasting.
Part 2 of the fasting debate will air tomorrow, which is Friday, February the 14th.